Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up to the moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning the situation with bird flu in our dairy herds. As we move into the early winter and bird migration has been underway now for a few months actually, what are we seeing in terms of new cases of bird flu within our dairy herd across the United States? Well, as I look back through the data for the last 30 days in dairy animals, we've only seen one new reported case of bird flu, and that was out west. So here in the Midwest, it's actually been very, very quiet. And when you think about all of the testing that we're doing today, if it was out there, we would probably be finding it. Since May of this year, we've ran over 110,000 PCR tests for bird flu on milk samples and tissue samples sent in from various animals across the United States. So moving forward, we will continue with the testing, particularly with the milk surveillance testing program, as well as the animal movement program to make sure that we're not missing something. And over time, my guess is we will probably see bird flu disappear, as it often does over a period of a few years. Will it reappear again? Probably so, somewhere down the line. That has been the case over time. Whether or not it impacts dairy herds at that point in time is hard to say. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.